I was born on 16th of April, 1889, at 8 o'clock at night, in East Lane, Walworth. Soon after, we moved to West Square, St. George's Road, Lambeth. According to Mother, my world was a happy one. Our circumstances were moderately comfortable. We lived in three tastefully furnished rooms. One of my early recollections was that each night before Mother went to the theatre, Sydney and I were lovingly tucked up in a comfortable bed and left in the care of the housemaid. In my world of 3.5 years, all things were possible. If Sydney, who was 4 years older than I, could perform legerdemain de main and swallow a coin and make it come out through the back of his head, I could do the same. So, I swallowed a halfpenny, and Mother was obliged to send for a doctor. Every night after she came home from the theatre, it was her custom to leave delicacies on the table for Sydney and me to find in the morning. A slice of Neapolitan cake or candies, with the understanding that we were not to make a noise in the morning, as she usually slept late. Mother was a soubrette on the variety stage, a mignonne in her late 20s with a fair complexion, violet blue eyes and long light brown hair that she could sit upon. Sydney and I adored our mother. Though she was not an exceptional beauty, we thought her divine-looking. Those who knew her told me in later years that she was dainty and attractive and had compelling charm. She took pride in dressing us up for Sunday excursions, Sydney in an Eton suit with long trousers and me in a blue velvet one with blue gloves to match. Such occasions were orgies of smugness as we ambled along the Kennington Road. London was sedate in those days. The tempo was sedate. Even the horse-drawn tram cars along Westminster Bridge Road went at a sedate pace and turned sedately on a revolving table at the terminal near the bridge.